Wow, you are episode 18, by the way. I
Okay.
don't know how you feel about that
Of what
number, but like,
season?
I got rid of seasons. I gave up
Okay.
because doing seasons, like,
Seems
it's
a bit
just, yeah, it's
long.
just long. And also, like, imagine if it gets to season 98. No, let's just stop. Like, Grey's Anatomy is just doing way too
Oh no,
much.
seriously,
Like, what do you
yeah.
mean season
Yeah.
27? Anyway, hi everyone. I hate doing this part. Like, it's so, like, awkward.
Awkward.
What do you mean, hi everyone? There's literally no
Does
one
no one
there.
hear
Yeah. Hey. Hi. Hello. Hi everyone. Welcome back to another episode of The Things You Can't Touch. And today we have, like, I don't really have anything else to say. Usually I feel like I speak more, but today I'm just gonna go straight into introducing the guest that we have. I'll actually let her introduce herself.
Oh, okay. So, hi guys. My name is Niobe. And what am I supposed to say?
I probably should have told you.
Yeah.
Like, just say, like, your name and just drop, like, what do you do, type B, and drop your Instagram
What do I
and
do?
all your
Like,
socials.
what?
Like, what do you do? Like,
Like, sleep.
Fairs? She said all she, like, what does she do? She sleeps.
Yeah. Sleep, eat, repeat.
Wow. That's really inspirational.
Okay.
Yeah, your Instagram, and I don't know, do you have any other social media? Instagram, TikTok? You post on TikTok, innit?
Yeah.
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 Let them know. If you don't remember it, that's fine. I'll just tell
Okay.
them that it's gonna appear at the top of your head because it always
Okay.
appears. And you
Okay.
can also find it in the description below. Do
Okay.
you remember it?
Yeah, I
Okay.
think so.
Okay. You can donate it to the people.
Okay. Okay, hi guys. My name is Niobe. Even said I should say what I do in my free time, but since I just sleep, I can't really say anything. But follow me on Instagram and TikTok for some fun insights. My TikTok is NiobeX. My Instagram is Niobe Wardrum. So get at that.
And if you didn't catch that, it's gonna be literally above her head. And you can also find it in the description below. But with that being said, like, without any further ado, I feel like it's about time that we just, like, started talking about why we're here. And you can't be
Okay, I'm
scared.
sorry.
Like, don't worry, you're gonna be
Okay,
fine. Like,
cool.
it's literally just
Just a
us, like, just sitting here,
conversation.
just talking
That's the
about,
camera,
like, literally, like, how
the
we used to
mic.
talk
Okay, cool.
about the random things that came to my mind. I wanna read the question, like, properly so I don't mess it up. So, this is probably going to be the one and only time I go to the laptop. Like, you can see the question before you, and just for the sake of the people, like, for example, like, she's literally been waiting for that in 4 days. The question that I have for you, Niobe, is,
Yes.
do you think, not do you think, but do we desire things because we think that those things make us happy, or do those things make us happy because we desire them? It's a bit of a paradox.
Okay.
Yeah, you can literally talk about anything. Like, I want to definitely, like, get into trends, especially TikTok trends.
Interest. Do things make us happy because we desire them?
Yeah. Or do we desire them because they
I
make
think
us
it's the
happy?
first one, because I
They
think,
make us happy because we
like,
want
your
them.
actions and feelings are rooted in your mental desires. Like, the mental has to come before the action. So if, like, the feeling is
Fairs.
being happy, that's rooted in
Fair.
the, like, the mental desire,
I hear that.
I
But
think.
the only point that I would say in response to that is basically what I was talking about in terms of trends. Like, I understand, like, I think that makes a lot of sense in a sense that, like, your what you think, how you feel is gonna lead to your actions, which is you desiring it, right? But for me, I feel like in this day and age, the way that the world has developed, you know, globalization and, you know, all that stuff, socialization, everybody's interacting with each other on a wider scale because of the platform of social media. I feel like people have actually been caught up in what's the opposite? Desiring. Desire. Oh.
The opposite word to desire.
No, because, like, you said the,
Desirable.
yeah, you, no, you said that you think people think, like, they have,
I
they desire it
said,
first and that's what makes them happy. That's what you said. Cool. I think that people are happy because they desire it. Basically, the other side of the question. Do things make us happy because we desire them?
Oh, okay, yeah, I get it,
Do
I
you
get it, I
like,
get
do
it,
you see? Because I feel like I'm confusing
I get it,
everyone.
I get it.
Because I feel like people,
So it's like you're saying, like, I'm happy to have this because I desired it.
yeah. Is that what I'm saying? Nah.
I feel like that's
I've
the
confused
same.
myself, bruv. No, let me.
Go back to the trends.
Yeah, because that's literally what is leading my trail of thought. What I'm trying to say is people think that is gonna make them happy because they see that that's what other
People
people
makes them
have.
happy.
So how do I word that? It makes them happy because they desire it. Is that what I'm trying to say?
It makes them happy because they see other people doing that and being happy.
Yeah.
Or they desire that lifestyle, so they want it too, mm-hmm. and they think that's going to make them happy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm trying to figure out if I agree or disagree with what
I think you agree with me.
Oh, I agree with you. I think I'm the problem, and I just wanted to disagree. I wanted to be different. But go on.
Because if you, like, let's say you see a trend on TikTok, and you're like, oh, I want to do that because I think it'll make me happy. Mm-hmm. That's the desire. The desire is to replicate that TikTok because the outcome is you think you're going to be happy from it.
Yeah.
So you do things that you desire. You do,
mate. It's going to take a lot of brain power.
It really.
That's what I've actually done.
It's given my one of my modules at uni, but seriously.
Which module?
It's called GB267. It's really long. It's a lot of mind stretching.
As the name of the module is that.
No, we say that. We call our modules called, it's actually called Global Political Thought. But yeah, like.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. But yeah, like, I feel like, yeah, you.
People see things and they like it because they think it's going to make them happy because they see how it impacts other people. That's my own opinion.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if
I think that makes sense. Agree. Like, the idea that you only, like, think that this is happy or you only desire that because you've seen other people want it or you've seen other people enjoy it or like it.
And I think that's
you don't have, like, inherent things that you like. Or is everything, does all your likes come from socialization?
I'm so glad you said that. Okay. Like, that's literally what I wanted to unpack. Like, do you have a mind of your own? Like,
no. Guys, everyone is so, like, caught up. I feel like, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but I really feel like our generation, there's too many of us. And I can say, because I've been there, but I have to snap out of it because it's actually embarrassing. No one's original.
Yeah.
No one's different. You're not special. Like, I remember the whole discourse about, UK black girls, everyone dressed the same, and, like, even me, I'll be like, me too, be like, UK black girls, every day bust down tracks, But, just because you don't have tracks or a bust down, you're wearing jorts
and a two-piece
and that jewelry.
Yeah,
it's just a different font of a UK black girl. Maybe you're not the bust down black girl. You're an alt black girl. You're an earthy black girl. Like, no one is like their own thing. Like, you only like that because you've seen someone else like it. You can't magic up your own thing. Like, do you get what I mean?
Are you saying that we don't do that or we can't do it?
Oh,
because I was thinking. Because I think
we can't. Because you can't, like, the same way you can't, like, imagine something you've never seen.
Go on.
You can't think of something you don't know.
Fairs.
Because I really feel like a lot of us need a reality check. And I don't really want to pour into that whole, the UK London creative scene. I can't critique that. I don't know anything. But I think it does come back to the idea of, like, everybody wants to be so, like, different and edgy. Mm-hmm. And it's good, like, be original. But in your pursuit of being original, you're just copying something else.
I feel like I disagree. Like, I hear what you're saying. Yeah. I hear what you're saying, and I agree with what you're saying.
Yeah.
But I think I disagree with the foundation, like, the basis from where you're coming from, in that you're saying that we can't be different because, like, we can't think of something else. We're basically just a different font of everything else that we've seen.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like people can be different. People can be creative. Yes, it definitely comes from, like, a foundation of the same, like, storyline, basically, because in the same way that you can't create another face, it's based off of what you've already seen.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Like, you can't create something that's based off of what you already see, but I feel like people are too restricted with what they do have. Like, literally talking about the UK black that you were literally talking about, people have to categorize themselves.
Yeah, like, yeah. Like, you're never going to be in one thing. Like, you don't have to either. Like, it's actually okay, guys.
That's the issue that a lot of people don't realize. You don't have to have an aesthetic.
Yeah.
You don't have to match a specific vibe or trend, because I feel like it's because, no, I don't want to make any, like, generalizing claims, but from my observation, I do feel like it's because of TikTok. It's such a, like,
what, the desire to, like,
a wild claim. Yeah,
it's not wild, like, that's real.
I feel like it's genuinely TikTok which has made people feel like I have to get this.
Like, I need to be in this way. And I definitely fell into that until I realised, like, does that even make sense?
Yeah,
I'm actually just me.
Exactly. Like,
one day when I wake up, I want to wear a wig. The next day, I want to go out my afro. The next day, like,
I want to shave my hair off. Like, now what? I want to be bold. And I feel like it's the fear of deviating from the norm. But on the other hand, which is what you were saying, some people, you lot just want to be so different, so
for the sake of being different, not even for the sake of creating something new,
exactly,
just to say
that,
different.
Oh yeah, I'm different.
But, like, why do people want to do that?
But I feel like at the end of the day, in your, as you said, pursuit to be different, you're just being, like, everyone else. Like, there was a post that I saw literally the other day. I don't want to name names before they come into TikTok and, like, they grab me. Because, like, these are big boy people. Oh, I don't know. Have you heard of...
go on.
Go on. Have you heard of C London? Have you, like, heard of her?
C London. What does she do?
She basically made a post. I'm not dragging her, like... Like, I feel free speaking because I'm not dragging her. Yeah. I don't have anything against her. I barely know her. I just saw the post. And she was basically like, in London, no one's original. Like, no one is original. You just see the same thing, the same tracksuit, the same outfit, the same whatever. And then somebody basically, like, they, what do you call it? Stitched her video.
Yeah.
And then they basically scrolled through her page. And what did they find on her page? The same, like, UK black
but
aesthetic.
You can critique something. Like, I don't know.
And that's the thing. Can you critique something but be the thing that you're critiquing? Like, is that?
But
ethical?
It's not an
like,
issue.
Can you do that?
Me saying that no one's original isn't an issue. It's just a fact. I'm not saying it's bad. Like, I'm just it's a fact. Like, do you get what I mean? Like, I'm making a statement rather than like trying to like tell you need to change.
Yeah, like being like saying that it's an like you're not trying to
influence. Just like
judgment.
Yeah,
you're just stating a fact.
Yeah,
people. But at the same time, is that just because like that's just how human beings work? You know, human beings need human beings. So is it just a thing where we work with like mirroring each other and we come together as societies, we come together as like groups and communal entities because we see similarities in other people?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like even if I think about like at uni, cool, or just forget uni, just in life in general, especially living in the UK as a minority, like as soon as you see a black person, you're gonna go to them.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter where you are in the workplace, in school, like it's like you're seeing one of you, so
because
immediately you flock to that.
You can
you flock
see
to someone that you know you can relate to, you can
person,
talk to, whatever.
Yeah.
So I do feel like, to an extent, like self-segregation is real. Like they might have
unpack
abolished Jim
phrase,
Crow, but maybe we still segregating ourselves. Like
it's real.
We still are, and like I don't even think that's necessarily an issue.
Very quickly, I'm so sorry to literally cut you off. You said self-segregation, but I think, where do you draw the line between self-segregation
and, like, society
and intersectionality?
Oh.
Do you see?
Oh. As in, like...
Because there are some things that are just, like, different about people. They fall into different identity brackets.
Yeah, so, like, how do you segregate yourself in that way?
Not necessarily, because you said, like, self-segregation is, like, is real.
Mm-hmm.
But what's, like... And for me, self-segregation has negative connotations. To me, it just
I'm
not saying that you're saying that self-segregation is bad. And like,
but I hear what you're saying. It's just like, why is everyone?
Yeah, like, why do people like, would like they applaud intersectionality and they accept it and embrace it, but when it comes to self-segregation, it's like it's bad. You lot are separating each like yourselves from each other. We should be one. We should be unified. There's one black identity,
Pan-Africanism,
and all of that stuff. So it's like, Where do you draw the line, and are they the same thing? Are they different? Is it the connotations that differentiate them, or?
I don't think intersectionality and self-segregation are definitely not the same thing. Like definitely not. I feel like self-segregation has more of a negative like mindset because we're never talking about low-key you can see it in gender, but I feel like the main way we see it is race. Like the blacks will just go and sit on one side.
Yeah, I feel like it's very evident in gender.
Do you think? I mean, yeah, like, yeah, obviously, like, to be fair, but that's like we've grown up like that, like boys changing room, girls, and it shouldn't be different, innit? But it's just.
Yeah, but even within the genders as well, there's like, there's segregation. Like, people like prefer a type of person when they meet people. You know, some people make friends based on what people look like.
Girls are the biggest victims of that.
They look.
You all want to be
pretty.
Friends with the pretty popular girl, like. We need to be freed from this.
We need to be freed. And that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It's like, how did everybody come to that collective conclusion that that's how they're going to act? That that's how they're going to behave? There's like, there's a thing moving.
I think it's about safe. Like, although to be fair, I think it's a very niche issue to like being black in like a UK or in a predominantly white area. Because this isn't happening in Africa or in the Caribbean because, well... Maybe actually
that's the thing.
Wait,
it might
manifests differently
in different
it's
ways.
Not
exactly.
Be like white
it's
and
be
black.
Race because
maybe it's tribes. Maybe
exactly.
Whatever. And I think it just all comes down to a feeling of safety and security. Like humans are not made to live in isolation. We're not made to be on our own. Like we are made to flock together. To be in the collective communities and stuff like that. So when you see someone that you can like make a community with, it's only natural that you're gonna want to do that.
Yeah.
Why you want to go to the pretty girl? That's I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But again, I think maybe just socialization and like trends and what people, because you know, pretty privilege is real.
Yeah.
What people think is attractive. I feel like people do a lot of things for the sake of other people rather than for themselves. And I guess we can ask the question of, is that bad? Is it bad that you're doing things for other people rather than for yourself? What's so negative about that? But I feel like the negative connotations, I feel like this word is definitely like negative connotation. But I feel like the negative connotations of it is that there's no sense of independence. There's no sense of self-identity and self-assurance. There's this thing about human beings.
I think it's a Western concept. Because why do we have to be defined by the self? In like more like Eastern traditions, people are defined by their community. We're defined by your social role in relation to your whatever. Like, it's a very Western thing to be like an individual. Like, it's not normal in other cultures to like desire that so strongly. Like, it's actually okay. Like, what is it, what's that saying, it takes a village to raise a child? Like, that's not a problem. But again, I don't know what we did over here, like capitalism. I think
I understand, that makes sense. So just like moving along from that conversation, just bringing it back home
to the question.
No, because like honestly, I feel like we've gone to great places, and I feel like it's barely even been 5 minutes yet, and we've spoken about so many things.
No, it's true.
But back to whether we desire things because they make us happy, or whether we're happy because we desire them. I think, even though it took me a minute to,
I can't lie, I need you to myself, really clarify the difference, because I'm struggling.
Yeah, I think that's the issue. We didn't start off with like defining and understanding words. Okay, so what do you want to start with? Desiring or like happiness? I feel like those are the two standout words.
Do we desire things because we think they'll make us happy?
Or do they make us happy because we desire them?
Oh. Is the happiness coming from because I had a desire for it?
Yeah. The happiness comes because I got it and I wanted it.
The two can coexist, right? Yeah, like, let's say I desire something because I think it's gonna make me happy. Let's say I desire a 30-inch jet black bust down.
One girl.
Because I think it's gonna make me happy.
Absolutely.
So therefore, when I get that 30-inch jet black bust down, I'm happy because I desired it.
Okay, fair. But I feel like where it comes from is that it started off with you desiring it because it made you, because it, you know, it will make you happy.
Mm-hmm. I think it'll make me happy.
Because you think it'll make you happy. Yeah. But on the other hand, some people are happy because... the English, I've lost it again. Do we desire things because it makes us happy, or does it make us happy because we desire it? Some people like are influenced by the bust down wig, by seeing that other people have a bust down and they want to have the bust down. And because they see that other people have it, that is why they desire it, and that is the root of their happiness. That's where their happiness comes from.
So you mean like, whereas am I happy people... because I have this like socialized desire?
Exactly. Okay. Thank you for helping me English
I've
it.
Got
Damn.
You. I've got you. So am minute. I happy because I desired it,
exactly.
Or does it make me happy because I've been influenced to thinking I desired this? You will never know. You can't disentangle nature and nurture. You can't disentangle like what you think you know for yourself and what you've been taught by the internet. Like, our brains, we're genuinely dumb. Like, or not dumb, but we're very like receptive. Yeah. We take everything realizing it. Because I always used to think, you know, like when you see ads on the bus, and I just think like, who's paying for this? Who's ever looked at a bus and thought, yeah, I'm gonna buy that?
Yeah.
But then one time I actually deeped. Wait, I've actually been influenced. Because one time I saw the Mockingjay, like the Katniss thing.
Oh, the Hunger Games
advert on the bus.
Yeah.
And then like 2 weeks later, I was like, oh wait, I need to buy Hunger Games. And I was like, wait, why did I randomly think of that? Yeah, it was the bus. And the bus that I think is useless. So we don't even realize how much we like take things in.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's possible to think that I have an inherent desire. What does that even mean? The only inherent desire I have is to stay alive. And even that sometimes.
Oh, we need some
like, that's the only one. Yeah. So,
fairs. Even that is a question for another day, definitely.
Like,
we have the desire to stay alive because some people be acting. It's like you don't want your life again. I feel like that was a good run. That was a good run, what you said, because I never ever thought about it that way. I never thought about it as equating it to a conversation of nature versus nurture. I never realized that that's basically what I was asking.
Yeah.
Like, is it a thing where we have our own opinions, we have our own minds,
desires,
we're doing things
likes,
because,
wants.
As we said, we're individuals and we do it for ourselves? Or is it a thing where, oh, because everyone, like, herd mentality, mm-hmm. groupthink. Mm-hmm. Because everybody wants it, because everybody else is doing it, that's what I'm doing.
But I don't even think it's necessarily like groupthink, because like when you think about like groupthink, herd mentality, it gives mm-hmm. like a negative connotation.
It's giving negative connotation.
Because it's like the sheep, we're just following trends.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think you can be influenced without it being like thoughtless. Like you can you can be influenced but still critically think about what you're being influenced by. Like,
can we just really emphasize that fact?
Yeah,
critical thinking. I feel like that's something that a lot, like I like to say, that's what a lot of people like. Maybe not a lot of people like it, but like I feel like some people
a lot of people
I do feel like a lot of people the ability to have like critical they don't interrogate their beliefs.
Like, why do I think the things
what they're being influenced by?
And I really had to do that for myself. Like, sometimes I'm just like, this is not right.
Yeah,
this is not right.
Just because everyone is doing it doesn't mean it's right.
It's not right. It's not by force. And sometimes you have to sit back and be like, wait, do I even want this? Like,
No, you don't.
But like, I think, what is it? Why do we want that
mansion?
Why do we want?
No, you really don't want the mansion.
Oh my God,
society
speak on it.
Has made
speak
you
on it.
Believe that,
guys.
You
for context, I go to LSE.
Go on, girl. Can we get a round of applause in the building? Thank you.
But seriously, what it means is that every single person around me wants to be an investment banker, wants to be a lawyer, wants to be making 100k. You don't understand. You guys will think
industry.
I'm lying, but I'm not lying when I say this. The conversations I have with my friends on a daily are like, my friend literally said this to me live, I will not be accepting a job that's not 125 after graduation. And he wasn't joking. My other friend, like, people, like, money, all these things. And so all of a sudden, I'm thinking, wait. guys, six figures, like, I have to find it. But seriously,
do I actually need that?
Or do I just need that because...
Now, for real, now you'll be asked the people, do you want that 100K?
Do you need it?
Do you need that Lamborghini? You said yes.
I need that. But that's why I say, like, it's not like one or the other. Like, as much as I'm being influenced by other people, at the same time, I want money because of my own personal reasons. Mm-hmm. So it's like, do you know, it's not necessarily.
But like, it's just.
It's not disentangleable.
I don't know. That's like, we know where you were going with it. That's all that matters. But do you know what it is? I feel like fairs, like, I understand that it's like, we can't separate nature and nurture. But if I now begin to like say that I feel like nobody is an individual, like nobody has their
exists
own,
on their own,
yeah, they don't have their own individual. I feel like the reason why people are like unique is because their mix of societal influence is just different. There are different percentages of the mix.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody like is born and then they're one and then they're like in like they're unique in and of themselves. I think their uniqueness comes from the
their experiences and that's different to your experience
exactly. Even twins, like the reason why they're unique is even if you lot were in the same place at the same time every single point in your life,
the
there's
treated,
gonna be something
the way it
there's gonna be
makes
something
different
that's
person.
Different about you that's gonna alter your personality and your characteristics
your
but I don't know how I got there, but I spoke.
I don't know what led me there.
But yeah, oh yeah, that's what it was. You were talking about how it's not mutually exclusive.
Oh yeah, like,
I feel like it's not even a thing of mutual exclusion. I just feel like there's no nature.
Oh.
I think it's just nurture. And like, like maybe the psychologist will come and drag me. Maybe people will come and say like, what is she talking about? But like, just
I hear it, but it's not true.
I hear it, but
scientifically that's not true. Some people are literally born shy, like your chemistry, like people that have like chemical imbalances, like if you have like I don't know, anxiety, something like that, the way you experience the world is gonna be completely
different.
Someone who's a bold, like character is actually genetic to
some
an extent.
Is genetic,
not all of it, but you get what I mean? Like, because
you changed my mind instantly.
You're not socialized in kindergarten, and yet in kindergarten, someone's loud and tearing up someone's hair. Someone's
and the other
quiet
one is
in the corner,
quiet and shy, and doesn't want any social interaction. That's fair.
So I feel like that, even that would change, like
if it
what
comes
your
to
desires
the psychology,
will make you happy.
Yeah.
Because if you're more outgoing that person, then that's people you're around, then the things that are gonna make you happy is being outside.
But do you know what it is? I feel like people can learn that.
100%.
Not everyone. Because when I deepen, not everyone. Because some people have crippling anxiety. And they literally can't do anything. Yeah. Nothing to play about, nothing to joke about. Genuinely, some people have that.
Yeah.
But I feel like, as you said, to some extent, people can learn specific characteristics. And I guess that's just how human beings are. Like, that's just how human beings work.
Yeah. I feel like that's why we're like, with the question, it's just like, I think just both exist. Like, both are true. Like, I desire things because I think they're going to make me happy. But then there are also some things that make me happy because I've been taught to desire them.
I think when I asked the question, what I had in mind was definitely, like, trends. Like, just trends. But sometimes I just think, like, everything that we have in the world right now, what did that look like in, like, the 10th century? What did that look like when there was no social media? What did that look like when there were no phones?
No, like, social media.
Trends, for example.
Trends? The thing is, it's not even possible, you know, because if I'm a farmer in Bristol, I don't know what the Queen's doing in London.
Yeah.
I don't
Without
know.
Social media, literally, you don't know
I
until,
don't have like, a clue. Maybe so 10 I days can't later be influenced to desire what she desires because I don't know what the hell she desires. I don't know what she does.
Yeah.
Which I guess word of mouth.
I think word of mouth comes with no images. I think either word of mouth or literally just like looking at how someone's dressed and thinking, oh, I like that. Because there were trends back in the day. There were literally trends. People were similar in the way that they dressed and the way that they acted. But I think it was more, what's the word? I don't know how to wordify it, but I'm going to try and wordify it. Like, it was more secluded into, it was more distinct.
Right.
Like, because I feel like right now,
it wasn't so much cross-contamination.
Yeah, because of social media, it's so easy to see what people are doing across the world.
Yeah. And then like, globalization, exactly, everything. Like, everything is all mixed up.
Exactly. So because of that, we can see what other people are doing. So people, like, just individuals in this day and age just look a lot more
And
similar.
Can I be so honest? I think that it's causing an identity crisis for a lot of people.
One girl.
Like, I really do think it is. And I feel so bad for the younger generation. Like, my heart genuinely aches for them.
Yeah.
Because why am I seeing, like, I just sound like the oldest that I used to just think were trying to shit back in the day. Yeah. But it's just like, you know, like, back in the day, we're like, oh, like, you're so young. Why are you trying to dress up? Why do you look so old for your age? I'm seeing the youngest now, and I'm just like,
bro, look at the S7s.
A 13x6 frontal at the age of 13 and 14.
Real. Like, you actually just walked into your age.
Guys. But this is what they thought about us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a cycle that keeps on going. And I'm very
afraid.
The
cycle's becoming, like, scarier and scarier.
It's getting worse with social media.
It was slow, you know, was progressive.
It's getting worse.
Now, like,
it's getting worse.
I think one thing that a lot of people say is that the youngest, they just don't have no, like, respect. Like, I know it's not a thing where you have to respect your elders, but it's more like, you don't, like, there are no boundaries. Like, there's no, you're in year seven, I mean.
Yeah, none of that, no everyone more.
Is,
none of
everyone
that.
Is everyone one.
Because like, I all have access same. To the TikTok. I can get a million views, same you can get a million views.
Yeah.
I can get a frontal, just like you can get a frontal. Yeah. There's nothing separating. There's no childhood stages now, because everybody just wants to
grow up.
Like,
wants to grow up so
guys, it's not right. Yeah. It's not right.
The truth is, if you look at what 16-year-olds looked like back in the day, you will think that they're
because we didn't have knotless back then. Okay, there's knots. There's knots were still on our heads.
For real, nah. It made the parting was bumpy. Everything looked like Moses was parting the sea on your head top.
Like.
Love. Yeah.
It's not possible. Yes. Like, and I feel like for them it's gonna be a lot harder. I feel like with us, at least, like, we still have some idea of like what we personally like want and like for ourselves.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, we didn't grow up on social media. Like
we didn't
really, like, in our formative years.
And that's what people need to remember. People talk about Gen Z. Well, Gen Z, right?
Yeah.
Gen Z. Just have to clarify. And it's like, I had that era of my life where I woke
there was no
and I went
phone.
Outside
we went
to
outside.
Play. Like,
there was
I went
no,
outside to
like,
meet people. Like, you couldn't
the internet was invented
text
in the year
friend.
We were born, I'm pretty sure. Or, like, the first iPhone. Or just something
yeah,
came
something
out in 2004.
Like, 2004.
Like, something. Like, 2004. So, we didn't grow up. Like, Instagram and that came out, like, 2015.
Bro,
we left first year by, what's this thing called? Primary school by then. So, in our formative years, we were not doing that.
Bro,
and
the
I'm,
first thing that was hype about us was, like,
Blackberries.
I literally, it was literally Blackberry. And that was barely anything. All we had was BB.
So I'm just saying, but I'm not gonna lie, in primary school though, we had trends. Because I know I was wearing them shorts and leggings underneath.
No, hold on.
So
what about the Shambhala?
Oh.
The Shambhala.
Don't get it started.
I mean, loom bands.
Yeah. So how did that spread? There was
advertisements, TV.
Nobody the watches break in between. No one watches TV. You know, Disney Channel's gone.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Bro, Toys R Us is shut down. No,
everything. They don't, they don't, and that's what I'm saying. Imagine from the age of kindergarten to year six,
yeah,
TikTok. I need to wear this. I need to wear that. You don't even have to think about who you are because you are social media now. So I feel bad for them because I don't think they've had the time to develop sense of personhood outside of TikTok.
Oh my god.
And that's really, really sad. And scary.
People are like losing hobbies. However, they do it for TikTok. Like they'll pick up like sewing so that they can create pieces, so that they can say, "Oh, you're doing things for the TikTok."
Like you don't do anything for yourself anymore.
I realized because my sister, like she's in year A. Don't try and find her. She doesn't have social media. She hasn't had social media. Her friends were getting phones in like year four.
That's crazy.
She can play the ukulele. She can play the piano. She can draw.
Period.
She can do hair.
Period.
And it's like, these are things that you pick up because you have nothing to do.
Oh my god.
Children used to read.
You have to find something. You're gonna sit on that dolly and braid that plait until you get it perfect. Because what else?
There's no YouTube to teach you how to do it.
What else? You're gonna find a way to trial and error.
Which is how all these like incredible musicians came about. No one taught you how to do it.
You just
learned yourself.
And that's why
by ear because you taught yourself.
That's why back then I feel like the whole idea of originality was a thing.
Yeah.
Because you were actually you didn't see it. Yeah. You sat in your room and you created that.
Maybe you were inspired by it.
You were inspired, but it's easier to be like quote unquote original or come up something so different and you've never seen it before because you didn't see it before. Like that is harder for that to happen now. So when people are saying, oh, every tracksuit looks like Yagi, everything looks because people are just replicating what they're seeing.
Yeah, people are just
Back in the day, like people are making things out from their brain for real, like from nature. Like maybe they look at a tree, they look at something and they get inspired. Our inspiration is now TikTok.
Yeah, and that's literally it. People, like you can say if you like that it's not TikTok. I'm trying to think what other social media apps are there really out there. And it's like if you look at, I call them like the big three. They're definitely not three of them, but like you know the big UK YouTubers. And look at them, like Chance, Nella,
all of
them lot, like the Beta Squad.
Yeah.
And then Adeola Petray, Maya Musa. Yeah. I look at them and it's like literally everyone is trying to be them.
Be them,
Everyone is in their influencer bag.
The what do you call this thing? The like upcoming ones that wants to try and be them.
Yeah.
Like, do you know who I'm talking about? Like
not really.
All the like maybe like the Madison Bees, the like
I haven't seen these a lot, you know.
And again, it's no hate because get your bag.
No, for real. It's never hate.
Just can't even deny the fact that everything is actually copy and paste.
Yeah.
Again, emphasis on that. That's not an issue.
It's not a bad thing.
What
else
can you do?
Bro, what if you just say in fact?
But it's a thing where the fact is like that's how things are these days.
Yeah.
And I feel like, it's just so easy. Even me, guys, like I go through like I feel like I went through identity crisis. Okay, that's a drag, not identity crisis. Like, I did get trapped in that thinking of like, oh my god, what aesthetic do I want? Like streetwear, UK baddie, like earthy girl. Like, oh my gosh, guys, like who can I be? Like my Pinterest, like please, like I really wanted to have something that I could be insecure. And
then
Cargos and Bershka. No, the next day, like.
Bro, guys, and then you'll go through that phase of just wanting to like clear your whole wardrobe and starting again.
And I have to stop and just think, I'm done buying pieces to fit something.
Oh my god.
I'ma just, if I like this, I'ma get it. It doesn't need to be this or that.
And I'm gonna rock it.
It's okay.
Oh my god.
It's not by fours. It's not by fours.
That's so real. But if it like I can actually like smell the comments. People are gonna like come and try and say, oh yeah, but that like why are you wearing this, that and the third? Why are you doing your makeup? Bright under eye. Yes.
Bright
eyes,
bright.
As we said, there are things like there are trends that we genuinely
exactly.
We're gonna attribute it to ourselves,
and it's not an issue. I feel like that's the thing
It
gets definitely annoys me when people are just like, oh, like why can't they copy her and stuff? It's not copying, guys. What do you want to wear?
Well, it is.
If I walk into Zara,
it's not a bad thing.
But if I walk into a shop, like that's the clothes they're selling me. What should I do? Like get a sewing machine? Well, she can, but like I have to wear what's being sold to me. Yeah. So I can't be that special. And that's okay.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Niobe. No, not even like, oh. Well, maybe tea. Oh. Do you know what I deep? We're thinking about it bottom up. Girl.
Okay.
What are they selling us?
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Oh, and a lot of exactly. these influencers.
And why does TikTok want to push out what they want to push out on
Thank
particular?
Thank you. Thank you. And a lot of the influencers who are influencing us to be influenced are being paid by specific brands to influence us with those brandings.
Oh. So someone is literally creating the dynamic of the world.
The dynamic of the world.
Wow. Guys, someone in a factory on AliExpress the created reality the black girl
of the universe.
When they made that fur jacket, when they made those tracks.
The Zara jacket, don't talk about
and
it.
Pushed it to us, pushed it to like because that's people don't buy things because they see they don't buy things because they see it on Zara, they buy it because they see a TikTok of a girl walking to the airport and the hair is blowing and, she's on the yacht. It's the lifestyle, it's girl. The feeling, it's the vibe. Like so of course you want to get that. That's why have you ever seen perfume adverts?
I've seen them.
Perfume How adverts can you miss have them? Nothing to do with perfume. It's a woman flailing in the sky. Flailing in the sky.
I was unpacking this with my brother the other day. Sorry. Hugo Boss.
It has nothing to do with the scent. It's selling you what you want to be and feel.
And it's like, it's selling you emotions.
It's selling you emotions.
It's selling you feels. It's selling you vibes. Desire. Yeah.
And it's telling you that if you get this, you're going to be happy. So that's why, like, basically, whoever is the people that owns the world.
The people who own the world because
who we are.
Own social media, whoever is in charge of the algorithm is literally they running our lives. They are
creating. Oh my gosh, they're destroying.
And
the
that's
children.
The thing. Do you see how?
And they're doing on sick know what bastards. They're doing. I'm so sorry. This is really off topic.
Don't let them take
it.
The video down, Naomi.
Oh, sorry.
Don't let them take censor. It down. We're literally exposing
censor,
them.
Censor. But this is actually off topic. But it just reminded me when we're talking about like how they're influencing little children, like.
Yeah.
Why are vapes multicolored? I saw a Skittles vape. Sorry. You're like, literally begging for kids to buy that. And obviously, it's not really... Like, the point is, it's the way, like, these companies are just creating your react. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, why are they targeting these children? It's
marketing.
Not right. It's
marketing,
not right.
Yeah. It's I used to think that, you know, when people studied marketing, like, oh, yeah, I want to do marketing. When people were saying that, I was thinking, like, this is literally, like, not significant. It's not important. Marketing is everything.
You have no idea. And I have no
marketing
idea.
Marketing is
I couldn't even tell you the extent to which I've been influenced
I don't
by
have
ads.
Any
but
idea
I know I have.
Like the fact that I'm sitting here like talking on a podcast is literally evidence enough. But
I know
now.
I've been influenced because you know why? A couple of TikToks of Brazil and I'm ready to book my flight.
Nah.
Who's been on Brazil TikTok? Guys, oh, you're missing. You don't understand every TikTok. Oh, Brasilia, Brasilia.
Nah, she's like.
Guys, the way I'm dying to go to Brazil, all because of TikTok.
Literally, yeah, bro.
That's not normal.
And the algorithm,
they're controlling
knows what
you, bro.
It's doing.
Like, them, and it's like, we're being puppets. We're
like
puppets.
One video, like one video. I
and
dare
who's
you.
Getting paid? British Airways,
like
EasyJet.
One video.
All from one TikTok.
You're going down a rabbit hole, bro.
It's not
Like, I don't know what it is. I like
I
one
I think I
video
need to go to a desert
something.
Island for like a month and reconnect with my inner self. Because when I actually deeper, like.
I feel like we're too far gone.
We're too far gone.
Even if we went to a desert island and we like went into isolation, like severe like independent mode.
Yeah.
I feel like we're too far gone. Like
yeah.
I don't know if it's about
a bigger question is just like why do we like okay, let's say we're saying that we see things right on the internet, we like it and we want to recreate that. Mm-hmm. We have that desire because we think it's gonna make us happy.
Yeah.
Like why do we think that
it's gonna make us
like,
happy?
Like why do we this is so like broad and like not
please
topic,
feel
but,
free no like
but like obviously we're doing here. That because we want that same like social affection and like praise
yeah
but like why are we so hungry for praise
for validation
why, for validation
human beings need human beings and they need to know that they're doing it right they need to know that people like what they're doing because like we literally can't survive without other people and in order to have other people they need to like
validate
you
okay
you know what I mean they
I
need to
it.
Like
I
they need
it.
To want to be around you like
I'm trying to think,
and
like,
in
why?
Order to achieve that they have to fit in with the
yeah,
norms
yeah
with
you've just
what
been
is
outcast otherwise
exactly
and it goes back to like obviously I'm a Christian I didn't
yeah
like,
go on go
I didn't come from a monkey but but for you man that believe that it's the idea
where
of like
get that from?
Survival of the fittest like
fairs.
So you can't be out of the herd, bro. You're
oh,
getting left
my gosh,
behind.
I see where
our evolution
from.
Wants
I
us to be in
from.
The pack. We need to be.
Darwin kind of ate that little
one.
He ate that little one. Like, people are going to argue that, no, you didn't eat that, but sir, I applaud you. evolution and like natural selection.
Natural selection, like it's, I feel like to an extent that's what we're seeing. It's like you don't want to be an outcast.
At our core, we're actually animals for real. We need to so be we behave. Herd, oh my god,
our school of fish. Like we gotta be with the other.
That was a word.
What are we gonna do on our own?
No, for real. What are we gonna do without everyone else? Literally nothing. So in order to have the people,
we have to get that bust down.
Very quickly, just literally very off topic. What's wrong with LA girl?
I still use her.
Like.
And I'm telling you, again, it comes down to this black girl luxury market on TikTok.
Lululemons.
Horse riding.
Oh my gosh.
At the end of the day, I actually really love it because I like to see, like...
I've been dying to talk about it.
I like to see black girls, like, not being afraid of... Like, do you, boo?
Yeah.
Like, you want to go horse riding and you don't want to be wet?
Get on that horse.
Do it. But again, it's still another just type of...
Yeah.
Someone's trying to sell you a reality. Like, they're trying to sell you this dream. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stick to my beauty supply store LA, bro, girl. I can see, like, in Shade Fawn.
Wild girl. The truth is, everyone has Shade Fawn. Like, if you don't have Fawn in your LA girl, you're doing it wrong, bro.
I'm going to do it. So, for real. But, like, I hear what you're saying. And I can't, like, I've been, like, I'm so easy influenced as well. Like,
yeah.
Because... I really bought that £35 Huda Beauty loose powder.
You bought it?
I bought it.
They got you.
They got me. And I'm fine with that. Because I like to put my little powder. Rebellion. I even bought... Oh, guys.
I'm a stick to rebellion.
I even bought Chanel No. 5 perfume.
They got you.
Just so that I can do...
No, Naomi.
And I feel nice. No. But that feeling isn't fake. I actually feel nice. No, you don't understand. It gives me confidence. Like, when I'm walking around, I'm like...
Should I tell you what it is?
This is a £135 perfume on my body right now.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't even.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't even.
It's psychological.
It is. But it's not fake. I'm not tricking myself into thinking I'm happy. It's actually me happy.
The thing is, but is it, though? Because I know it is. I know it is, like,
what is happiness
to you?
You're saying, is it, though? But if I'm feeling excited, surely, if the pheromones are getting, not pheromones, serotonin is getting released, am I not happy?
How do I explain it? I feel like it's definitely happiness. You are happy.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's the means by which,
one? Yeah.
Yeah. It's a manufactured happiness. At the end of the day, what isn't?
Yeah.
What happiness what is not created by something?
What isn't?
And I feel like I definitely came into this episode hoping to, like, debunk everything and say, oh, yeah, everyone
we
just...
We are individuals. Yeah,
no, we're literally independent people. You can't keep conforming to social media trends. Like, you need to be yourself. But to be honest,
you
like,
guys, we can't. And it's okay.
Just
be free. Just if you want to get that bust down, do it.
Get that bust down.
If you want those butterfly locks, do
get it.
If you want that earthy girl look, that long skirt,
do it.
Do it.
Like the waist beads, the nails, the piercing.
Because what else you gonna do?
For real.
What else you gonna do?
Because at the end of the day, as much as you can be unique in and of yourself, we've concluded that not only do we need people, but we need people. That's literally it. Like, we need people, like, and there are so many means
by which. I am a strong believer in, like, I am, not because I think, but because we are. Like, I am because we are.
So
and because we are, I am.
You don't think that Descartes ate that when he said, I think, therefore I am?
He was I, but, like...
Let's talk about Descartes. Like, Descartes is literally my bestie.
He was I.
I love the man.
Was he going to be your bestie, though?
Yes.
A black woman. Okay. That's what I thought. Sorry. Because I know he wouldn't have liked to talk to you.
No, for real. Oh, my God.
That's your bestie, yeah? Guan Goody. I don't think he thought you could think, to be honest.
Wait.
Maybe you weren't. That's why you weren't a human in his eyes.
Wait. No. Oh, my God. And she chuckled. Like,
oh.
She laughed. With absolutely.
Sorry.
But the thing is, like, you're saying, that's like, your truth, friends, like... You're so right, but no, I want to actually unpack what you were saying before we got to chat.
Like, yeah, like, I am because we are.
I am.
That's my saying. Like, if I think about what makes me, I'm
people.
A daughter, I'm a friend, I'm a...
Wasn't she talking about this in, what episode was it? I think it was episode 12, with Fian.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, like, can you exist without other people?
No.
And we basically concluded that no.
You're only your you whole because identity. Of how you're perceived and how you react.
Talk about
in,
it.
In response to that perception.
Yeah.
Like, that's, like... You come into being because of, like,
revelation.
Interaction. Like, you can't be if no one knows who you are. Because you're not a thing then.
If people ask, like, who are you? Every single title that you give yourself is a socialized title.
It's a socialized title.
It's a title that society has labeled you
as. Hi, guys, I'm Naomi. I'm a student.
I'm a woman.
It's things that...
I'm black.
You know what I mean?
I'm this.
And we wouldn't know we're black if someone wasn't white. We wouldn't know if we're women if someone wasn't a man. So everything, even if you think gender or sex is so, like, innate, you're labeling that by comparing it to something else. Nothing is on its own. Like... That's why we need borders in countries, because a country's only country because it's next to another country. Like, no, guys, please, like, I'm only here because that border was open. Not like that. Not like that, but like, do you know what I mean?
Say, how did we get... She's like, that's how we need borders.
Oh, no, but like, I get it. In life, in general, like,
to
boundaries.
Yeah.
I think people think, like, having a boundary makes something like... How do I say it?
Negative connotation.
Not even negative, but it's like, how do I... Like, difference... No.
Take your time, girl. Take your time, girl.
But it's just like, okay. Things are defined because they're in a... Like, with no boundaries, nothing would, like, be its own thing. And I feel like when people think things are in, like, boundaries on borders, it's, like, closed off or, like...
Yeah, it's not inclusive. It's not open.
But you can't have it without the boundaries. Like, you can't have... Do you get what I'm trying to say? Like,
maybe I get exactly what you're trying to say. Because, for example, if there's an open field and there are different sections in the field, this section for the sheep, this section for the whatever, it all will mix together unless they're fences, basically.
Yeah, okay? And the sheep gets to be the sheep because it's in its own
because
fence.
Because it's in its own area.
If
with
it wasn't,
the sheep.
Then everyone's intermingling. Yeah. That one's getting a baby with that one. We don't have sheep no more. We just have
whatever.
Cows.
But, like, what if, cows. Though?
What if?
Sorry, I can't get over the fact that you actually just said a kashaw. Maybe I'm not real. Like, you're not real.
Sorry.
But, like, what if, like, Pangaea?
Oh, Fez. It's not possible.
At this point, definitely not.
It's not possible. And I don't think it needs to be possible. I don't think I want it to be possible. Oh, but what
I think
if?
I'm just, like, hypothetically, like, what if everybody was just, like... But at the same time, it's probably just not possible. It's just not possible. Literally because of geography. Yeah. Like, the temperature across the globe.
And it just wouldn't be good because nothing would be its own thing. Like, Africa wouldn't exist. Europe wouldn't exist because, like, for Africa to exist, it has to have a boundary.
And then there will be no globalization. There will be no sharing of culture.
Yeah, because there's nothing to share when it's all one.
All one. Wow.
Like... deeper globalization, the spread of information is caused by boundaries between information. Like, it's like a paradox, but it's like, do you get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying. Like, I literally get what you're saying, but
like,
I
literally, like, something.
Do you think that there's so much friction because, like, social media is that thing that's trying to create a digital Pangaea? Do you see where I'm coming from? Because everybody's literally on top of each other, but, like, in socials. And the socials are spread into real life.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, guys, hear me out.
Go on, girl.
Maybe this whole desire to, like, be different and, like, fit into your aesthetic is because you need to find something. Because of how social media is, everything is one. So, like, I need to be an earthy girl so that I'm defined.
Yeah. So that I can
so that I'm
know
not just
myself.
Lost in the sea of TikTok. Yeah. Like, so that I can define myself as an individual. Yeah. Like, I want to be different so that I can be.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Like, without trying to conform to something, you have no
because
identity.
Because you really can't be, like, do you get what I'm trying to say? Like, if
I
everything
get what
is
you're
everyone,
trying to say, girl.
I keep saying that.
I get you. Like, and I'm trying to tell
but
you,
like,
I get
if everything is everyone and social media is just consuming everything, no wonder people are really begging to be something because. You gotta be something.
Because you're
gonna
be something.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
It's so scary.
Sorry.
Oh my gosh, you think that's why it's so, like, it has such a great impact on, like,
the
youngers.
Young people. Yeah, because they're the ones that didn't have any time to get anything.
They literally have nothing. They're literally children. I don't know how we got here from that question. But I feel like
we're still there.
I think we're still there. We're definitely still in the
because
question.
Because it's just about a broader thing of individuality and collectivity, nature and nurture. Like,
yeah, you could argue that the question itself was flawed. because it assumed that there was a distinction.
Yeah.
There was a different.
I love to
do
that in my essays.
Yeah.
I need to start by attacking the assumptions of
the question.
Right,
the question is
the
wrong.
Question, like,
I need to start doing that in my introduction. Like, so if we're looking at
the question,
we'll find that
is
within
it
the question
really
are underlying assumptions?
Underlying conflicts.
That we need
tensions,
to address
paradoxes.
In this essay. Right. But cool. We've found out. come to the conclusion that the question, let's circle back.
Yeah, circle back to the question. So that we read it out on time so we can get an answer to the question.
So do we desire things because we think that those things will make us happy, or do things make us happy because we desire them? Question mark.
The truth is...
And tell me what the truth is.
The truth is both statements are true.
Well...
Do we desire things because we think they make us happy? That's more, I feel like, of your, like, innate personal desires. Maybe that's there because of specifically how you were brought up feel. And how your family and your life. And that's why you have the desire and you think they make you happy. The other one is more just, like, all these things that you don't even realise are giving you desires. Yeah. Like, TikTok, social media, adverts, TV. Just someone walking down the street. Maybe someone walking down the street, right? And maybe they've got a lot of confidence. They look nice. And you see a bag. You're not even going to realise it, but you're going to want that bag.
Yeah, because you're associated with
you've it's a positive vibe.
Characteristics. Like, the whole thing, yeah, the whole thing's a bag. It's a whole
life.
Oh, that's how they sell us, like,
that's how they dreams, sell it. And I'm not going to lie, I fall heavy into it. I don't even care. Like, actually, let me not drag. I don't fall that heavy into it. But I do just hear, like, the whole, like, luxury black girl thing that's going on, like, I want to go horse riding.
Yeah. You want to wear your little soft girl sundress.
Yeah. Yes. But
I think we
can... That's not a problem.
Because just life. Emphasis. It's just not a problem. Like, it's just everything life. That has been said in this episode, disclaimer, is just observation. No negativity. No positivity here. The things you can't touch. But I think just, like, I don't know, like, I don't want to lead to another spill of more conversation, but I just want to say I think this is really a product of capitalism,
as usual.
Let's not ignore the elephant in the room. People will say, oh yeah, it's capitalism, this capitalism, that, yeah, capitalism this, capitalism literally that, like, that's literally guys, what is keeping, like, the world spinning right now.
Everything that is the way it is, everything is the way it is because of that economic system that we have. Like, the whole world.
Money really does make the world go round. It does. Whether we like it or not, he wouldn't. That's not why he brought us here.
The love of money.
Ah, right.
Okay.
But I think that's what even led me to talking about trends. Like, the reason why things are trending is because it's going to bring in the most money. Like, people literally pay these influencers. Yeah. It's a bad thing. I'm just saying that, like, this is what happens. Like, pay me.
No, real. Because I will promote that wig if you're going to give me the money.
If you're going to give me the money, like, I can never judge. Do you know what I mean? Okay, princess hair. Don't play with me.
I'm going to do it.
But people literally pay to promote these things, and then people fall into the trap unknowingly.
Yeah.
That, like, this is because, bro, like, I've been dying to talk about this for a hot minute, and I'm literally just shoehorning it in because I literally want to talk about it, and I want you to
speak on it. Like, speak
and I want
on
you
it.
To say your opinion. Like, I feel like, obviously, I don't have the statistics, but I do genuinely believe that black women contribute the most to the economy. Not that we have the most money, but in terms of, like, in terms of how much money we have and how much we spend, we definitely use the most of our purchasing power.
I saw an actual stat.
Oh my gosh.
That African Americans spend the most and... I'm going to get so cancelled. But guys, this is actually factual information.
I'm going to get so cancelled, but go
this
on.
This is factual information. But seriously, like, African Americans spend the most whilst having the lowest average.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, they ought not to cancel you. If it's a fact, it's a fact. And
that's what they always think it's just talk the same about for just black women in general. Women, and it's our fault. It's so wicked of them to try and make it seem like we just spend money.
Yeah.
Because when I had my afro, he told me to sit at the back of the classroom so that other girl could see. So I have to go buy straighteners, and I have to buy a wig, and I have to braid my hair because I can't be me. So don't get confused when I'm going to the hair shop every time £50 because you told me to do that.
Maybe, girl. Let me tell you something. Yeah. And they jump on it, they leech onto it, they know exactly what they're doing.
Like,
when you walk into the hair shop, why are there so many different colours of gummy? Tell me why. They know what they are doing.
It's the same damn thing. Pink tax. That paracetamol in the Tesco brand is the same as the Feminax. It's the same thing. It's the same.
Maybe
it's the same, and I feel like in America they have it bad.
Yeah,
because theirs is like that's the home of capitalism.
They have to pay.
Their thing is madness.
The land of the free. They're literally selling us dreams, bro. Like, literally, the hair shop is literally
black women.
Just
like, it's
one
just
example,
unfortunate.
Bro. forget, like, besides the gummy, besides the different the different colored eco styler, the different glues for the lace, so the different vendors,
and every day there's a new trend. There's flip over curly sewing. I thought, like, which one, guys? Which one?
What do you want me to do?
What
today?
Do you want from me? Like, I don't know.
And it's a thing where they make sure the quality of these things are bad, so that we can keep coming
buying
back
every time.
So we can keep coming back to buy more.
Why is Bentley Chaser a trend? That's stupid hair, guys. Like, I'm telling you, the bundles are like £9. You know, it got tangled in about 1 second. So now you have to go back and get another one.
That's what I'm saying.
You have to get another one.
Either make the product really small if it's a really good product, so you can go, and then really expensive, so you can go back and keep buying it. Or they make it really cheap and really terrible, so that when you buy it, you have to go and keep looking for alternatives.
And I feel like so many people have so much to say. People have so much to say about how much black women spend on
maintenance.
But guys, if I don't, you
I'm just
going to
call it maintenance.
Crucify me.
I'm saying that will drag you in the workplace.
You will make me carry the cross, put it in the hill, and you will then crucify me. You will do it. Because even having my nails right now, I'm here sitting like this. I'm here sitting like this one. Every 2 seconds, guys, ebbing. Like, oh, they cancel. But every 2 seconds, like, that's not right.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I can't escape that. Yeah. Maybe one day in it, but.
Yeah, do you get it? Bro, and then do you know the other thing that's literally the best that is just look like hilarious?
What
designer? Let's talk about it.
Don't get
real,
me started on
real
designer.
Rich people don't wear designer brands.
The one that says Gucci.
But do you know that? Do you know the rich people that wear designer brands? The UK drill artists.
Oh my gosh! B, this is like so off
Nicki
topic.
Minaj.
But you know, this is a conversation
the black
of
artists.
Black wealth.
Oh dear.
And new money versus old money and generational wealth. When you see black artists doing well,
yeah,
chain, Lambo,
Abby, three cars, she said,
grills, mansion, everything, bust down to the floor.
Oh my gosh,
because you have to, it's almost like you're showing what you have because you haven't had
it. You need to prove
but for them lot,
it.
Bro, yeah,
Mark
Zuckerberg, whatever,
he's
one white t-shirt
bro,
that has
a
hole.
A polo and jeans, bro. And the jeans are not even designer. Like,
we were really talking about, I was talking about this with my friend actually the other day, because she went to boarding school, right?
Yeah.
She went on like a scholarship, whatever. She was there for like maybe 2 years or sixth form. And she was just talking about how like, how different things manifest, like black wealth versus like white wealth. Or I don't even know if this is a race or class thing, but anyway, the two are intertwined. But it's a thing where it's like, she was talking about how like, when black people go on holiday, you know where we're going. I'm going DR, I'm going
for
Colombia.
Real.
For them, I'm going on vacation.
Let's not mention Marbella before they drag.
But it's just like, that's not funny. Anyway, but I really do feel like with the thing with black wealth, like, we just show it so much more differently. It's so much more like outward, because it's like, you want to show that you've got it.
But I feel like that's really, really bad.
Yeah.
The only reason why is because, like, it's great. You have it. You've got money. You're doing great for yourself. Mm. Yeah, you're probably giving
money
to charity.
Who are we trying to impress? Because the people that own the LVMH, wherever they're called, the fashion house that owns it, they're looking at you like, you really worked those Amazon warehouse shifts to get this bag.
Bro, guys are spending SFE on Balenciaga.
On Montclair.
Like, no.
On Canada Goose. They're looking at you like,
do you get it? And I think that's what I wanted to touch on. The fact that, because we see this as the epitome or the evidence of
the
wealth,
goal,
we're trying to attain that ourselves.
Yeah,
you don't have the pocket for that, and that's fine. You don't have to have the pocket.
I feel like
for it.
I feel like our generation is maybe like a bit. I think we're a bit confused. We haven't, guys. Most of us are students at this age.
Oh.
We are students living off of SFE and what your part-time job at McDonald's, yeah? We are students. And yet, like, you need to have an LV Alma BB.
Do you know
you need
I'm
to
saying?
Have one pair of tracks, one pair. Like, you need to have certain things. And it's like, I'm not saying that's an issue. Everyone should do what they want.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm just saying, can we just for a second realize that this is not normal?
No, because honestly,
20 years old,
me and Elizabeth actually mentioned
Selfridges
this
only.
A lot of
20
times.
Years old, and I feel like actually I don't even want to get into that.
Before you get into it,
yeah,
she was basically saying how back in the day they used to leave uni with £1 in their account, and they were fine with that. Like, you don't need to be balling.
I don't know.
Like
we
actually,
have to soft life. Like, everyone wants to go on the yacht and shake their ass.
And it's because Nella
but
said so.
But we can't afford it.
It's because Nella told us to.
You're
Nella
scraping
told us to.
Chains
we
together.
Have, to,
have you seen all the story times of girls that have gone on holiday with no money and they're like take
Bro,
like living off their best friends and stuff?
The horror stories.
Why?
Like people
what? That's
are
not
comfort.
That's not
their
fun.
Rent
oh.
Because they need to buy designer.
It's not right.
It's
but the
not
thing
good.
Is, it's also not their fault.
Exactly. Never, like,
I mean,
can
take
never
some
judge.
Agency, but it's also not their fault. Because when society is telling you, like, you have to do this,
yeah.
What do you want to do?
Like
and can
you
I just take
up,
it somewhere like, else? Like, I'm really sorry.
Please take
but
it
I have to take it to, like, Fraud Boys. Sorry.
On the
I have to take it to Fraud Boys. And I have to say this, right? No one should cancel me and no one should call me a pick me. But I'm just going to say it.
One girl.
Because I do feel like, as black women, like, we can't be so confused when everyone's doing fraud when you're demanding Selfridges on the first date.
They have to bang that
The money, where's it going to come from? The sky?
No, for real. The tree, maybe it grows.
So we can't be confused when 50% of black men,
yeah.
black boys are doing fraud.
But like,
when
guys,
the standard
stop
is
them.
At this age. Yeah, don't get me wrong. Like, take some
don't
agency.
Bang air.
Don't do fraud.
Don't do fraud.
Don't do fraud. But I'm just saying, like, I do think we've contributed to that.
Yeah.
Like,
yes.
that, like, that culture. Because
yeah.
at the end of the day, why do you think boys are doing that? It's to like impress girls, like realistically, mm-hmm. they might not even know that, but that's what they're
yeah,
really
that's
doing.
I'm trying to. I'm like, sitting here trying to think if I agree with that notion or not. If that's the reason, part of me feels like they're trying.
Obviously,
to,
there's other reasons, but yeah.
I don't think it's just girls. I think they're trying to impress themselves
yeah. and their boys.
Like, Manda,
have you seen
like,
boys in front of other
boys?
Boys
in front of
boys, baby.
Yeah, they need to. They, yeah, and
loud.
That all literally comes from the top, which is what we were talking about.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
an image that they are projecting into us,
yeah.
which makes us spend the money.
Yeah.
Like, they want us
yeah.
to
they want us
aspire
to do
towards those things.
They're telling us, like, get this and you're going to be happy,
yeah.
girl. So now you're doing whatever you got to do to get that.
Yeah. What's the fat of shame?
Yeah. They go on the trips for free because they're so excited. Oh!
So,
how do we forget that?
Land, yeah.
How do we forget?
Everything, yeah, that we're breaking our back to purchase.
They haven't spent. In fact, they're getting paid to do it.
They get paid.
Yeah.
They
get
sent
that wig.
Have
to realize those wigs. You're thinking every day, oh, she got a purple wig, a pink wig, a broom wig.
They sent it
it's
to her,
free.
And more time they sent her a better quality so that
better,
you can buy it.
Better. No, and that's true because you know my friend Michelle, like she does the wig influencing, and she told me like they sent, like bro, they will send you the best. That
so
factory,
you can promote it.
They are plucking that lace till it's perfect. Sorry.
No one.
They really are.
That's the thing.
And
yeah,
we're trying to recreate
we
something that we don't even know
no.
what's going on. You think they're hustling, picking up shifts to do it?
Bro,
no.
They are sitting in their room, in their bed, in their house with
it's
six
guys,
rooms.
We need to wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Like, it's actually does, like, it sits on my heart.
Yeah.
On a real thing, because I feel like it's so many young people, like, including
it's
myself.
So many young
I'm
people.
Saying young people, but I'm saying us as well. Like, the pressure
is
and the
getting
just it's too much and it's self-inflicted.
Oh my God.
It's self-inflicted. And we really, 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 really need to step out
yeah.
and just, guys, breathe. Like, my friend, I have a friend, yeah, and like
all of your friends are getting shout outs today, and I love it. No,
but like
what?
Seriously, and
shout
she told me
to
like she
friends.
Does not get public transport when she went to her man. They will not, they've never stepped off on a train,
yeah.
on a bus. It's a cab thing or get a car.
No, but the
that's
truth,
not like, guys, why?
That's how they're going to drag me. The truth is though, but that's so embarrassing. You and your man together right now for
oh my God!
They've got me.
But you see, guys, they've even got one of us. Like, the creator, she's been got. Like, she's been got.
I'm so sorry to imagine, like, you and
guys, but this is.
Man,
I'm just saying.
His child's but guys, and he can't catch the bus. And then both of you end up missing the bus. And, like, the 107, like, has literally. Like, I don't even know if there's a bus 107, but the bus has gone past you. And you're standing there, both of you looking at each other, like, egg, hey, get a cab. Or learn to drive.
Eden.
No.
Eden. Anyway, guys, this is the issue, right? This is the issue that
clients
we need to unpack.
Liquor and clients.
And we need to...
That was an issue for... That's my shoe.
We need to, like... We need to, like... We need to, what's the word? We need to de-influence ourselves quickly. Like, I need to de-influence myself. I'll put my hand up. Like, yeah. It needs to stop. Like, but it really needs to stop.
Do we want to, though?
No. It's a need, not a
and
want.
And I think that is the question.
But it is a need to an extent. I mean, a want to an extent. Because it's exhausting. It's actually exhausting.
But I feel like it keeps a lot of people going. It keeps you on your toes. It gives you something to do. Do you know what I mean?
No, I hear it.
It gives you something to aspire for, to strive towards.
I hear it.
But I think, there's too many points. On that, I feel like it's definitely deterring us and removing us from the issues at hand. Like, everything that's happening in Palestine, everything that's happening in Congo, we're too busy focusing on... And the thing is, it's really bad that I said Palestine and Congo because those are the big things right now. Yeah. There are probably greater things happening, but I don't know, literally because of what I'm saying, which is that you're too, like, caught up in following trends. You're too caught up in doing... Which is, like, I would
Can
argue
that... Can I take
this
somewhere that might be a bit controversial?
Because, like, I was even about to say a controversial statement myself.
Go on.
I was going to say, I would argue that, like, All of the attention towards Palestine and Congo specifically is literally a trend in and of itself.
I was about to say, why has activism become a trend?
It has, yeah.
I think people forget, like, this... Because the human brain genuinely cannot... What's the word? We're not able to, like, conceptualize or visualize what it means for thousands and millions of people to be slaughtered. Like,
no,
we physically don't know. Like, we can't... It's not words that means anything to us.
Yeah.
Like, it's numbers. It means nothing. Yeah. And I think social media, when you're seeing every day, it's really bad. But it's not normal for me to see a father holding a beheaded baby and then get back to politics revision.
No, for real.
It's not normal. Yeah. Like, it's very sinister.
Yeah.
And you would think that now that we have social media, it's easier for information to get around. People get more help. But it's worse because now you're seeing it and you don't even... You've carried on with your day.
Yeah.
You've carried on with your day.
Yeah.
You're posting watermelons as a trend. Like, and it's hard because I'm not saying don't do that. Like, we need to raise awareness.
Do you know what I mean? And it's like, at this point, it's like, what's the phrase that people say? Oh, what did they say? What's the
free
phrase?
Free.
No.
Is it even related to
No,
this?
No, it's not related because people say, like, a win's a win.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
A win is a win. Well, raising awareness,
a win is a win. It's true.
But it's like, at the same time, I feel like that win is a win mentality is a win
for the situation. It's a fail for humanity.
Wow.
Like,
that was deep.
Guys, that was we deeper. Really have to do better. Like, did you guys see that that video of one American, like, president writing on the bullets in Israel talking about some
I have not seen that.
Sick what is going on, and I just think
send me that video.
It's really 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 like horrifying, and like social media, it's just like another trend, it's another thing,
literally. That's what
and
I'm saying. So it's like,
not good. Like,
they know what they're doing. The big people at the top organizing and like in charge of the algorithm, they know remove attention from the big issues at hand. Remove attention from the things that you should really truly be caring about.
It's not
and
good at all.
In instances where people do really truly care about it, nothing is going to I don't want to say nothing's going to happen, nothing's going to change, but it's a thing where people are not doing it because they actually actively want to make a change. You're doing it because people are going to cancel you if you don't.
And that's why, like, it's taking you so long to speak out. Because now your following's being threatened.
Okay.
Now, but why is it that your followers will urge you to speak out against the slaughter of millions of people? Because that doesn't make sense. Like, and that's the thing. But it's a difficult thing to be in, right? Because let's say, like, you're working, you've got rent to pay, you've got kids to feed.
Mm-hmm.
Your job will fire you if you open your mouth.
Yeah.
Now what?
Yeah, now what? You're going to be silent. You're going to be quiet. Because once upon a time, it wasn't trendy. To talk about the things that was going on. In fact, it was wet. People would repost and people would be like, oh, why are you reposting that?
Yeah.
Like, back in the day, people didn't
We saw the same
care.
Thing with 2020 BLM.
Bro, BLM
that black
was
square
the
on
biggest
Tuesday.
And the fattest
Blackout Tuesday
that we can ever talk about. Like, don't even get me started. Black Lives Matter, they will always matter and they have mattered. But that thing in 2020, whatever you call that, oh dear.
And it was, do you know what was just weird when you really think about it? It was like, not to discredit, like, it's good that all started.
Yeah.
But guys, like, George Floyd, again, may he rest in peace, that wasn't a unique story. Unfortunately. It wasn't a one. And the thing is, and this is why social media does what they do. Because by making this a big thing, you're like, oh my gosh, how can this happen? Yeah. But it happens every day. It's been like, happening.
People only do things when it's convenient.
It's been happening. When it doesn't do anything to you, and it doesn't risk anything
to you.
That's
the thing. That's the thing.
Then is it really? Then you're not really doing anything anyway. It's like the whole boycott thing. Like, not even to get into that too much, but it's like... Yeah. Cool. What was on the boycott list? Like Starbucks. That was very easy for a lot of people to do because...
No, I don't even drink coffee. I've never been there for real, yeah.
But McDonald's, now you're scratching your head. And again, I'm not talking because I've definitely had a cheeseburger in the last 6 months. Like, yeah. I'm not crucifying anyone.
Never.
But we need to really think about this, like...
Yeah. What was I going to say? I was going to say one last thing. I forgot her.
Well,
yeah, her. The thing I was gonna say.
Why is she a female?
I don't know. That's just something that I do. That's what I was gonna say. Mm-hmm. If you look at people's pages, like in general, when people talk about things that are happening, like general news, because do you know what I realized? People don't read anymore.
Oh yeah. People the attention span thing, the ADHD. TikTok creates ADHD, by the way.
Oh my god.
Can I say that? I don't know. Maybe edit that out. Because
do you know what it is? It's not even that it creates ADHD. I feel like you're correct in that it reduces our attention span.
Yeah.
For me, it's just that ADHD is just a lot more than attention span.
It's a bit of a drag.
Being like being short. Yeah. There's just so much more, but like we get I think we understand the sentiment of what you were saying. But what I was gonna say is that when people post about real things and people post about real situations, like for example, this trend of we spoke about in the episode, Elizabeth, of black women being killed and being found in bodies of water is not a joke. I've gone on TikTok, I've researched it. A lot of people have made videos about it. 1K views.
Yeah.
50 likes.
Yeah.
It's only when something is convenient to the general public that things are going to, like...
Viral.
Things are going to go viral. People are going to care. And it's like, you're going to come under someone's page and be like, oh, yeah... You could be talking about Palestine. Why aren't you talking about Congo? Yeah. Why aren't you? But it's like, I've spoken about significant things on this page, for example.
You have
just
seen
because, first of all, it's not.
You don't know what's going on.
And it's like, just because you decided to blow up a video that seems like it's chasing clout, suddenly, oh yeah, you should be talking about this, you should be talking about that. Is that Rebecca at the door? Does someone knock?
Maybe.
Can I make that up?
I heard like a knocking, but I don't know if it's
the truth is Niobe, we've been here for like
the unprecedented time is about to get
Nah, Niobe,
this was such a good gist. I think you just call it a gist.
Oh my gosh, I just wanna like make a couple of disclaimers before people wanna like this, like everything that we said was just like what we are observing. We're not making any moral judgments on anybody or anything.
Everyone
we're literally just talking.
Do you?
But yeah, thank you for listening, guys.
Yeah.
Gosh, Naive, do you want to like drop your socials again? Like you were genuinely, before I say that, actually, I feel like I haven't thanked you properly. You were literally like an amazing person to talk to.
Thank you.
This was so fun. Like the way that you went about answering the question, the different aspects. And that's the thing, like, no, like black women are intelligent. We are more than just like a pretty face. And I feel like that's something that this podcast really wants to emphasize. Like we can have intellectual conversations. Yeah. That doesn't just retort to, even though sometimes we do touch on plantain Twitter topics.
And nothing's wrong with that too.
There's more to us. We talk about a lot of things. But yeah, drop your socials so that we can say goodbye to the people and I can thank them.
Okay. So wait.
You can't be shy again.
I'm not shy. I don't know what to say.
Just drop your socials and just say everyone should follow you.
Oh, okay.
Follow Niobe.
So follow me on Instagram at Niobe Waldron and TikTok at NiobeX.
Thank you so much, guys. Make sure to actually hit up like her socials,
I'm just gonna
like,
put my socials
cool.
on the screen because I could have been lying about what they were. Yes. I don't know.
I will double check them and I'll put them on the screen.
Yeah.
I'll also put them in the description box below. I feel like such a YouTuber. Like, comment, and subscribe. Make sure you
head
to the description
box. Turn on notifications.
Turn off your notifications so that when we drop, you guys will be aware of every single video that we upload. But anyway, genuinely, like, thank you guys for watching. If you watched to the end, we will see you in the next episode, guys. Subscribe.
Bye.